USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They view the wall as being a big item that if I don't do it, you know, it's a negative. It's a negative. And I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because we have to do it. It's common sense. We have to do it.
Just some of the president's comments regarding border security. The president was speaking at the 100th annual convention of the American Farm Bureau down in New Orleans. Jake Patterson, the Western Wisconsin man suspected of kidnapping Jamie Kloss and killing her parents nearly 3 months ago, has been charged with 4 felony counts and is slated to make his first court appearance Monday afternoon. Lynn Kloss, Jamie's aunt, tells CBS this morning she'll be at every court hearing.
I want him to know that he messed with us as a unit and that good wins, and that is not him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Two famous names of the Trump administration are being mentioned as candidates for World Bank president. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
One of the names is Trump, as U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump, as well as former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, are among the possible U.S. candidates to replace outgoing World Bank President Jim Yong Kim. That's according to a report in the Financial Times. Kim abruptly announced last week that he was cutting short his tenure as the bank's president more than 3 years before his second term was due to end.
There are no scheduled votes in Congress on Monday aimed at ending the longest partial government shutdown in U.S. history. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News Democrats need to come to the table.
The president has moved every which way from $25 billion down to $5.7 billion. He's been indicating that he'd be willing to move off that number, but we have to build a wall. And the Democrats have said we're not going to give a penny.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Julian Castro, former Obama cabinet member and San Antonio mayor, officially threw his hat in the ring, announcing he would run for president on Saturday. Castro agrees with many Democrats that President Trump's tax cuts are not helping you, they're actually only helping the very rich. To which Paul Blair with the Americans for Tax Reform says,
you know, the amount of protections that middle income, low income, and high earners certainly experienced as a result of that may not have been realized by taxpayers. Because, of course, if you listen to mainstream media about tax policy, all they ever focus on is how rich folks don't pay their fair share. But, of course, as we know, the Republican Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the Republican plan that not a single Democrat voted for last year, delivered wage increases in the form of tax cuts for 90% of Americans. Right. And so not only did Republicans, when they had the chance, to deliver tax relief for Americans.
Right.
But when Democrats took over, so as we've seen in the last week and a half, they've come out with these proposals hitting families, small businesses, and companies, and it's certainly concerning.
Researchers have determined that clutter in our lives can lead to health issues. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Researcher Robin Zasio, in her book, The Hoarder in You, writes clutter isn't just a housekeeping issue, it's a health issue. She recently told Prevention magazine, every time you walk into your home, that clutter brings you down. There's a sense of not feeling comfortable or emotionally free in your own home.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.